Previously on the Brisket in Maine podcast.
My son has 5 Yeti cups.
Actually, Zavala's Barbecue does have an OnlyFans.
Spicy. Spicy. This is what we call it. Spicy. Spicy. Let's go. Spicy. You know how much fucking drugs and alcohol we could do? All right, let's go, dog.
What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
This is Joe.
And this is the Brisket Made Podcast Show. And we're live on, what's today, the 31st?
No, bro. Today is
23rd.
3:23
at 5 p.m. So technically I'm off the clock. How was your week, Joe? Eventful.
Yeah.
I got you. I was going to say.
He's good, man. We did golf lessons on Tuesday. He had a really good time. His swing is actually like, it's all about balance. Coach said we got to teach him balance. So anytime he wants to go out there, we take him up there and he's enjoying it.
So he's on every 2 week schedule right now?
Well, the coach said he needs to go 15 minutes to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week and just practice swinging. Just all about balance, just figuring out the balance. And, Kristen was, we were swinging the clubs too. And Kristen's like, I need you to teach me. I'm like, I can't teach. I have bad habits. So I said, watch Jose's coaching because that's what they're going to teach you too. So about 45 minutes later, she was doing good on the hitting. We just got invited to scramble with the Craniacs, Chris and Kenzie with Crane on the day after the food and wine. So I told Kristen and said, we got invited to scramble. She was like, I guess I got to practice. So, yep. Practice.
Yeah.
How's your week?
It was good. My bosses and their bosses, investors, were in town all week.
When you say investors, like,
you people know, that own the company, the people that,
like, is this like real money? This is big time money?
Yeah, I would say so. So, actually, our CEO, I found out, is second cousins with Eminem.
Wait.
He's from Detroit.
Yeah?
He's second cousins with Eminem, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, what's that like? Like, being the CEO of a big company and you're still not the fucking most successful one in the family? So, they've been in town all week, so. Having to wear pants, which I'm not a fan of, so. Just never been a pant guy, so especially during the summertime. So I think they're heading back home tomorrow, so I can go back dressing like a whore. So next weekend is 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. We're excited. We're gonna have our first speakeasy event at Zavala's Barbecue Distro. We have Nomad coming out. Shout out to Vic. 44 is getting us some tri-tip and also some inside skirt steak. So we'll be after. We still have a couple spots open for the class at the firehouse from 8 to 10. Let's get some drinking going, and then we'll come down here. If people want any barbecue, they can, or they come eat for free. Because we're about the people. We want to make sure the people can eat.
For the people?
For the people. For the culture.
What are you serving them? What are you serving them? What are you teaching in the class?
So we're going to be teaching a brisket. You know, I actually went by the shop on Tuesday, and the guys were trimming brisket. And they're like, do you even know how to trim brisket? And I was like, I don't know. And then, I did a brisket in a minute 47 seconds, and then I did a bit of other brisket in a minute 12, and they're getting multiplications. And then they recorded it and posted it on the Instagram, and then somebody was like, oh, my God, that's like, that's how you trim? I was like, well, I learned from Jordan Jackson Reed. You just do it. Like, you don't need to be pretty. You know, we're all about the square bodies. You know, it's the 44 way. There's nothing better than that burning. Like, trust me. Andrew makes the most sexiest brisket in the world. And if you're listening to this podcast, you know who Andrew is. And it is, hands down, the sexiest brisket. Like, and I guarantee you, he can do that sumbitch in about a minute and a half. Because he's amazing. But me... my brisket ugly, but it tastes pretty good. But it's just the way we done it.
Minute and a half, huh?
Minute 17 is the lowest I got so far.
Lowest you got?
Yeah.
That's, I think I've gone faster than that.
What's the fastest you ever been?
It was like 30 seconds one time, but it was her fault. It wasn't mine. So.
hopefully I wasn't Catherine, right?
I don't know who else it'd be.
Oh, my love, my life.
I blocked that everybody from 20 years ago. So, so 4-1. So that's exciting. I saw you got a new fence back here too. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. We got a fence back here. We're gonna be having a good time grilling some meat on that Nomad. Mm. Don't forget, our discount code is NomadZavala20 to get 20% off your Nomad.
20% off.
20% off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, as you can see, this beautiful Nomad right here. We need to start charging them for sponsorships. And Syntex wants us, we need to get them info.
Did you ever reach out to them?
No, Syntex, like, no. Kyle, and Brenton, we have a meeting tomorrow, and we need to figure out what let's talk through this. Like, what is a sponsorship?
I don't know, but I'm the fact that I heard them get shout out by Joe Rogan on his podcast, I think that speaks volumes.
Bro, that's our next smoker. Everybody knows it. Like,
I remember seeing Dane's a couple years ago, and I was like,
fell in love.
No, I think it was fucking badass.
Like, it's amazing.
Like, I don't even cook, but I wanted one.
Yeah, like, and he's the nicest motherfucker in the world.
Dane?
No, Michael. Oh. With Syntex.
Okay.
But, like, oh, like, if I can just tell you, like, that smoker and just how awesome it is, like, you can literally pick up that door. And with the pinky, like, it is the coolest thing ever. And you know, like, we were kicking it with them at Throwing Smoke down in Austin. I think Butters has one of his smokers too. It's a 750, I think, on a trailer. And it's just beautiful.
So you said you want to get another one. So what you obviously want to get 1,000 gallon.
Yeah, yeah. I just like.
Do you want to get that like on a trailer?
No, we already have it on trailer. No, but it would be actually. You know, it would be cool to like do.
I think that would be the one to like to pull. Nothing against your other ones, but I think like
you know, like do that and do like a fire table on it, or do like a whole hog cooker on it, kind of like that mill scale that Truth has. That has like it's like the ultimate row pit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? You know, Michael. That's that. When I get the money, like you're gonna create the ultimate row pit. Like that's what we want.
We put a urinal on it.
That's fine. I want. Should you put like a disco too, so it can make you know three pass.
A disco?
Yeah.
Disco?
Disco?
Oh, we're not real Mexicans. We
know I know. I know.
You put an L in there, so you fucked it up. So.
Yee.
Yee.
Is that our Yingling beer?
What's some surprise? You're not drinking a Yingling right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I got to go to meat church class in a little while. You know, the last time we almost got, like, we're still trying to be in good grace because you know, I'd like to have too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to just ease into it. It's either ease or like YOLO, and I like to have too much fun.
No, I hear you.
And, you know, I'm surprised Matt still invites me. I'm surprised he hasn't kicked me out of his friend group.
Oh, you got to check the box.
Yeah.
So that's 4-1. 3:31 is my comedy show, which you're going to be there, right?
Yes, 3:31 because...
I'll send you the flyer.
Why do I feel like we have something on 3:31?
I'll stab you. Stab you right in the fucking throat.
Let me check my calendar.
Okay, we checking calendars now?
Yeah, because it's not on my calendar about 3:31. No.
Yeah.
Lisha's off. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, and Dixie's going to do a pop-up at Moss on 4-1, too. I forgot. So Linda will be out here.
Okay.
Doing those Forever bracelets. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called? And then we'll have... let's go back to...
So they'll be up...
fire. Let's talk about the eventful downtown. Cole, I want you to tell you how much we love downtown that... On 3:31, CJ Ramirez is having his comedy show, and it's been going strong. Bro, has it been a year already?
It's been a year.
That's impressive.
It is.
And you've been consistent, and I'm very proud of you for that. And people actually show up, and they have a good time.
They love it. They love the venue.
It's just a good vibe.
So, like, barbecue has a following.
Yeah. Well,
comedy has a following, too.
Yeah, you show me some of those text messages. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I'm in a
group. It's real.
I'm in a group message with a bunch of those guys. And like I said, guys and gals, and they love it. And they love the venue. They love the atmosphere. And I think that's great, especially for the city. Because, I mean, that brings people here that would never
come here.
So they love it. They love Firehouse. They love, you know, everything Jason.
It's great vibes.
Everything Carter and Jason have done there. It's amazing. And I'm grateful that they let me do that month.
And it's going strong.
Yeah.
Going real strong.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, the only thing that sucks about it is like when you're there, you're in the moment, like you'd like fucking like go into Eminem. Like,
yeah. And
I'm in the moment.
I know what you mean.
And I don't even want to fuck with you cause you're like not fuckable.
It's like whenever you're at festivals, you have to like talk to everybody. It's the same thing. I can't just like walk away and let them fucking handle it. Like
why? I try to walk away.
I mean, if when I'm hosting them, like, you just got to fucking, you got to make, just people don't know. Some people come by themselves. They don't have nobody to fucking talk to.
Well, I have no friends. I want you to talk to me.
we invite a lot of our friends, and fucking the majority of them end up coming. So
yeah, but you know the thing. But I usually my son's there, and I don't drink because Chris is drinking, and you know, like it's just really different being sober.
It is. It is. And I'll probably be sober that night too. So.
So comedy, and then 4-1, we have the again at the Firehouse. Look at us co-branding with others. We are going to have the class from 8 to 10. And then guess what day it is? It is opening day for what?
Cole, this is your pitch.
Turkey season?
Not at all. Actually, is it? Is it turkey season?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It is.
But also open day for the farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah. Across the street from Moss Coffee Co.
Oh, yeah. Farmer's market.
So it's going to be really great. Hopefully, we'll be popping some brisket tacos, some coffee. They come by the distro, get some rubs. And then, you know, from 12 to 2, they'll be able to get some grub.
Some grub and some rubs.
Yep. And then after that, it is sorry, people are texting me. Why do I feel like we have something that night, too? Don't you have a concert you're going to, or is that this weekend?
I'm going to a Jersey concert at Texas Trust.
Bro, I don't know who he is, but after you said, like, everything started popping up.
Drewski?
Yeah.
He's hilarious, dude.
Is he like...
He looks like me. He looks like me, but looks like Cisco. Like, picture Cisco, but like my body form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's fucking hilarious, dude. So, also like me.
Where's he at?
Texas Trust here in Grand Prairie.
Must be nice.
You know, I don't leave the city of Grand Prairie, bro. I like to stay in a fucking...
You don't.
In a two-mile radius.
That is the truth. Yeah. And then, why do I feel like we have something Sunday night? But I guess we don't... Tell us from the Pit may be in town. You know, maybe we'll drink some cold beers with them. Maybe they like whiskey.
Okay.
They want to do some pork steaks, but I got to go pick up that smoker I haven't even picked up.
Where's it at?
It's 1 mile from our shop.
Oh, the fucking...
The whole cooker. Call cooker. Yeah, yeah.
Alex?
Alex, yeah. Big homie. Let's see. We got that. And then Food and Wine 4-2. Be out there with our homies. And then 4-3, I got a scramble.
What are you making for Food and Wine?
44 Farms Smoked Sirloin. With a Martin potato roll and Alabama white sauce.
Okay, that is a good combination.
It's just easy, good, and you just enjoy simple. It. Like you can't, you know, we use our bird rub on there, and you can't really fuck it up.
You can overcook the fuck out of sirloin.
True. And then we have Drew's wedding on Wednesday's wedding.
Oh, we're just talking about March right now.
We're in April.
Going through April.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's several weeks down the road, man. Let's just focus on this weekend.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck up the next podcast. So that's a pretty full weekend. So that'll be fun.
That's a lot of shit.
You sent me something earlier to talk about, not to shift gears and make this a negative conversation, but it's the fact of the matter is small businesses are suffering.
Yeah, yeah. So 90 West, right? 90 West are really the... You know, nicest people in the world. You know, it looks like they had some issues with their landlord, and they closed down.
That sucks.
And you know, I was telling my team literally this morning. I said, "Hey, I just want you to know, it's about to be a bloodbath with barbecue restaurants." And this was literally this morning, 8 o'clock this morning. I was talking to Fabian and JoJo because they want to open their own spot. I said, "Yeah, yeah, you can open your own spot. Just wait like 3 years because like right now you don't want to open a barbecue restaurant." We're dealing with the highest food costs. Like just like I broke it down to them. Like just our brisket cost by itself is like 22 to 25%, just briskets of our sales.
And that's not sure. I remember when you first started this 7 years ago. Your goal was to sell brisket and beans.
Yeah, it was.
You live and you learn over the years, and you realize that was never going to work because of the obvious.
Never going to work.
Because obviously brisket is a Texas staple.
And people want brisket.
And you think that's where you make your money, but the margins are...
Nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I'm really grateful for is we have Moss Coffee Co. So all that trim that we get and all the brisket that we don't sell, the girls are able to utilize it, and the quality is absolutely amazing. And they get to make breakfast tacos.
But you mean you don't sell out of brisket every single time?
No, bro. Here, real talk. So, you know, it's crazy shit, family, blah, blah, blah. Also lost my brother-in-law yesterday.
Rest in peace.
And he was the biggest supporter of us, man. He loved you more than anything in the world. He loved my son That was my son's favorite person in the world.
Dude, great guy. Like
Rick, it was absolutely amazing. And he was the biggest cheerleader for us. Like, the biggest cheerleader. I'm talking, like, the biggest cheerleader.
Like, when they would come in town, like, literally, like, I would make sure to go hang out with them.
Every time.
I you know, like, when you meet somebody and you just love being around them, he was one of those people, 100%. Like, it didn't matter what I was doing. Like, I got to go kick it with them. Because I enjoyed, when you enjoy somebody's company, it's that's a huge thing. And he like I said, man, salt of the earth, man. Like, just a great guy. And I, you know, it sucks.
My sister called me crying earlier today, trying to figure out, like, the food. I was like, what are you talking about? So, like, I got it, you know. And, you know, we had, like, 25 briskets vacuum-sealed in a freezer. And I joked with the guys. I said, this is times why you have 25 briskets, right? We got to feed 100 Mexicans.
Yeah.
And, you know, going to get some potato salad. For some Benny Keith, just to make it easy. And then, you know, I reach out to Jordan Jackson, my brother, and say, hey, I need some help. And he's helping me out, you know, because we got to be down there in Elgin. Didn't even, like, just said, tell me what you need. Because, you know, like, my sister, you know, I told her, I said, this is, like, the last thing you need to worry about.
Yeah.
And I said, Rick would be pissed off if we weren't, because, you know, she's trying to find a spot. I said, Rick would be pissed off when we're at the house with a whole bunch of Mexicans eating barbecue and
celebrating his life
and drinking some beer. And you know what? Yeah, it's crazy, right? And so, no, we didn't sell all our briskets. And it is hard out there. Like, I'm just like, I just got a thing that Haim isn't going to open up his expansion in Parker County. Literally the quote was Haim Barbecue cancels. Oh, I just lost it. Let me see if I can find it. Come back up. And, you know, and Travis, you know, Travis and Emma, like, they are running a barbecue business. They have a wonderful company that makes good food, that is open 7 days a week. And it's hard, like, to be able to find talent and also be consistent with your food. And opening multiple locations, like, as much as people think it's, you know, oh, it's just barbecue. Like, there's just no margin for error in the sense of you have a shitty ass week. Like, it can make or break you.
Yeah.
Like totally. Like, you're just, so, you know. Oh, actually, Travis Verheim wrote on Facebook. I need to go find it. Sky high expenses make operating a profitable restaurant almost impossible. Havoc and Skyrise expenses canceled Parker County planned Haim Barbecue restaurant. And think about this. They are established barbecue joint that has multiple locations. And they said, and we're in a recession, said, we are not going to open this place up. That is a smart business move.
100%. 100%.
And then 90 West is closed down, right? And then Brett's Backyard Barbie closed down not even a month ago. You know, when it comes to a barbecue joint, it's like, I tell the guys in the morning, look, this is how it goes down. It's just, you got your team, and sales ain't coming in, margins ain't there. What do? You're doing the same thing that Meta's doing, the same thing that Salesforce is doing, same thing AWS is doing, same thing that everybody said that Elon Musk was crazy for cutting half of Twitter right when he walked in there. People lose hours, and then people go to find another job. And then it's down to just you and hopefully somebody helping you out. And then it comes to a point you say, fuck this, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to speak on that, I actually got an email earlier about a project that quoted it a while back. It's actually in the city of Grand Prairie. And the guy was like, hey, man, we pushed it back 6 months. So the investors, whoever it is, are going to wait and see.
It's screeching hot.
Yeah.
That's not just a barbecue. That's everything, man. Shit, interest rates on cars, used cars, 14%.
And I was actually shopping for a vehicle a while back, and salesman that we bought our last vehicle from, he hits me up periodically, and he texts me today. He's like, hey, here's our inventory. I said, look, Bubba, now's not the time. As much as I would love to, it doesn't make sense. I don't want a 14% interest rate right now. And I mean, we'll wait. It just doesn't make sense.
So right now. I want to give the official Travis Heim, what he wrote. Howdy, Parker County Foodies. I am unfortunately posting here to put out the news that we will not be pursuing our restaurant project in Hudson Oaks. For 5+ years, we've been actively looking to open a Pine Barbecue restaurant in Parker County, but have very little luck finding a perfect fit. Things have changed a while ago when we found a piece of land in Hudson Oaks near HEB and started the process of building our dream restaurant. This will be a ground-up build with over 5,000 square feet, interior space, and outdoor patio. Full bar, huge smokehouse, parking for over 150 vehicles, everything we would want in a restaurant. We hope this would be our flagship store that would be a model for all our future stores. However, since we began the process, the world has changed. Our industry is reeling from the havoc wrecked by COVID virus. We're still facing sky-high expenses that make operating a profitable restaurant almost impossible. All of these factors, plus inflation and construction costs, cause our dream restaurant budget to almost triple in costs. So sadly, we made the decision to move on and pursue other options in Parker County area. We're incredibly thankful for the folks of Hudson Oaks who welcomed us with open arms and couldn't be more disappointed that our original plan did not work out. Our plan right now is to take a step back and review our options. Hopefully we can find a second generation restaurant space in Parker County, perfectly Hudson Oaks, that meets all of our needs and renovate into a great family friendly, fun, Heim Barbecue restaurant. I know this is upsetting news to some, but we had to face the facts that our original plan was not an option anymore in this economy. We are committed to opening a restaurant in Parker County and hope to find a location that allows us to truly be a part of this community and provide our guests with excellent food, serve with gracious and passionate hospitality. Thank you for understanding, and we did not come to this decision lightly. Triple the cost. Like, no bank's going to finance that, bro. No investor's going to throw money in that.
No, not right now.
Triple the cost.
And that's
and that is per word from Travis Heim. So, and he's a businessman.
Yeah.
And I respect him. And that it took, and this is what I tell a lot of people. Saying no and stepping back sometimes is the best thing to do. And it's not you losing. It's just taking it in the chin is the way it goes. Let's move on to the next thing.
That's the best way to look at it, because it doesn't.
I don't think losing is a real deal.
No, that's not a loss there.
Like you tried, like you got to be in it to win it. You got to be in it to like even have these emotions, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean,
and if anybody that talks shit, you're not in it. You don't get it. You're not living it.
Yeah.
You know, he has his wife, beautiful daughter, have another kid on the way. He has to support his family and support, like, I think he has 100+ employees. Like, all those people matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine. And I know from the outside, if you don't understand, you don't get it. You're judgmental. But I think at this point, I think us as a whole, as a society, we understand.
Oh, bro. Like, I think if you don't, the writing's on the wall of where we're at in this economy. You got banks that having to get bailed out. The interest rate went up, you know, other basis point, 0.25 basis points yesterday. It's gonna get a lot worse before it gets good. And I'm not trying to be like, I literally had
fucking home equity loan.
I literally was just having this conversation with the team this morning about it's about to be a bloodbath. It's only the beginning. Shit, I don't even like. Granted, you know, we're trying to be lean, and that's what I'm trying to teach the team. Like, we're cutting hours because it is what it is, right? You know, I'm trying to get them 40 hours. They're close to it. We have a small team, nice, tight team. But at the end of the day, like, if we don't have a company, then they don't got a job.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You know, like I said, I had a conversation with Catherine the other night. I was like, hey, the loan for the house fell through. You know, and she was like, what happened? I was like, I mean, the bank said, they were like, hey, you got the money. The fucking house is paid off. So it's like the equity's there. But they were like, look, dude, fucking Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they don't want to do it. So I told her, I said, look, we're going to have to wait a year and a half if we do this, you know, and she got kind of upset. I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, it's, you know, it is what it is at this point. I mean, be grateful. You know, and I took it as maybe it's a sign. You know, God makes things happen for a reason. So who's to say that, you know, we get this, we would have got that loan. I lose my job in 30 days. You know, and then I'm
sick. You know, like this morning, like I was talking to the wife, I couldn't log into my laptop. I said, I think I lost my job. She's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, you know, big homie was here and he's like, stop playing. I said, no, dog. I said, like, this is how people, like I was trying to explain to him how people in IT lose their job and realize they don't have a job, but they can't log in.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. I have anxiety every fucking morning when I check my email. I'm like, do I still got access?
Yeah. I mean, I got laid off during when the pandemic started. I got fired in my underwear at the house. So
how'd you find out? Let's go through it.
Fucking same thing. Fucking
couldn't log in.
Couldn't fucking log in. And I got.
What was that feeling?
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But as much as, even though I had a backup plan and I knew I was gonna be okay, like reality set in. I fucking went outside, had a fucking panic attack. Like was like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Hey, I'm glad you talk about that. You know, Eric Nadel, shout out, bro. Like you've been you're the first person that ever showed us love from. You know, like real talk, you invited us to the last game of the Rangers game to give you food. Like, I know you're going through your mental health right now, and I'm proud of you for talking about it because we need to be more open about it. I was just talking to one of our good friends, Juan, and, you know, if Juan listens, I'm sad. I'm sorry I'm saying your name, but he was telling me he was at, you know, the doctor because he finally went. And I was like, bro, we have to. Like, I have panic attacks. Like, CJ does. Like, yeah. CJ's had some depression. He's like, for real? I said, yeah. I said, talk to CJ. Like, CJ's an open book. Like, we used to think, like, we couldn't talk about this stuff. But
you're
like,
a sissy if you talk about it. You know, but no. I fought it for 10-plus years, dude. And, you know, got on medication. And one day, like, I remember just having, like, a horrible breakdown and telling Catherine. I was like, the only thing that got me out of it was just talking about it. Just making it the norm. Understanding that, you know what? Me talking about it helps. And I've talked to tons of people, dude, and they're like, they'll reach out and they're like, dude, I had no idea. Like, thank you for talking to me. Like, I deal with, you know, the same kind of things. I'm like, dude, just talk about it. You can get on medication. That's fine. Everybody copes with it differently. Mine is talking about it. Mine is like hearing somebody else talk about it. And, you know, I've had conversations where me and the other person are crying, you know, and it's just like, just be an open book. Like, it's so like, and I think that's the biggest thing is as you know, as humans, we try to hide it because we don't want to show weakness. It's not weakness. It's not. Like I said, I fought it for 10-plus years, dude. And it was a struggle day in and day out to even get out of bed some days. I'd spend my weekends just laying in bed. Or, you know, even worse, I would drink. And that masked it, you know, for what, 2 hours? And then it makes it way fucking worse when you're coming
down. You drank it hard, dog.
Mm-hmm. So.
But no, man, like you said, it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And you know, if
it's okay not to be okay. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
You see Texas is trying to pass a bill to lower our property taxes.
To what?
Lower our property taxes.
We already, don't we have, no, actually our property taxes are high.
$16.5 billion package to lower the property taxes in Texas.
Bro, can I be honest with you?
That's dropping the pond.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we do need property taxes to be able to upkeep. You know, we've had a lot of people move here. Your infrastructure needs to keep up with it. Like, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. Like, I'm like, if you break it down, you know, I'm just, you know, our councilman here, he deals with taxes. You're looking at a few hundred dollars extra or less on your property taxes. You don't even pay attention to unless you're writing a check at the end of the year. That's tied up into your escrow anyways. So
I mean, I got to write a check every year.
Okay, so there you go. So, you know, what's the difference between 7,000 and 7,200?
Yeah, no, but I mean,
am I doing that kind of math right, councilman out there?
What's that?
You know, when we're talking about taxes, like all this stuff, like we're literally talking about a few hundred dollars that everybody's getting affected by, right?
You can't say that. I'm not trying to go against you, but you have to understand, like, some people are on very, 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 very tight budgets, Joe. So when they get their mortgage and it goes up $300, it doesn't seem like a lot. But when they're already living paycheck to paycheck, that's a huge hit.
And then when they're driving and they hit the biggest pothole in the road or a bridge is down and they can't drive and go to work because there's no money to pay for it. Like,
where are you going with this?
No, like, there's like a necessary evil.
Like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, literally, that money, and I granted, you know, it goes all over the places. People with mental illness, you know, hospitals, like schools, like all of it, right? Like, there's so many things that are tied to it that get affected. And I think California is dealing with it right now where they don't have enough money because they had a surplus the last couple of years, right? Yeah. There's, you know, for every good time, there's bad times.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, 18 months ago when we were spending money like it was nothing.
Like we had stimulus checks coming in?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and it's just like those times are gone. You know, those disposable income, like, it's still a thing, but nobody's spending money. Like, my disposable income is going into a savings account because I don't know what the fuck the future holds.
Yeah, yeah. I'm terrified, too. Like, you know, my CFO is like, hey, you need to pay off some of these credit cards. I said, but I want to keep the cash in the bank. He said, well, you're getting bent over right now with interest rate, 28%, 27%. But I'm like, it's no interest. He's like, okay, but you better pay that motherfucker off right when that interest, right before it hits. Yeah.
And you said it best. You know, I woke up to a text message. You're like, it sucks paying off money that you already spent.
I know. When I said that out loud, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's like the most realest shit. Like, it literally, it won't hurt me.
Yeah, like
we
paid our credit cards off a couple months ago, and I woke up one morning, and I was like, I dropped like $7,000 paying off all of our credit cards, and I was like, fuck, that sucks, because that $7,000 was already spent on fucking all kinds of shit, and you literally just gave them their money back, and I'm like, fuck, you know, like, what, I could use that $7,000 for something else, but it's like you said, you know, you're getting fucked on the back end of it, and so.
Yeah.
So, that $7,000 was probably, what, $5,000, that before fucking interest? Probably. So.
Well, shit, you know, Big Homie was telling us, for side-by-sides and motorcycles right now is like 12% to like 22%. He's like, you're just better off go get a credit card.
No shit, revolving credit card. Yeah, yeah. No shit. Holy fucking, try to pay it off quicker that way. See some dude in Arlington won $1 million at a 7-Eleven?
No.
So after taxes, what are you getting? Probably, what, 600?
I always say just take 40% off. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I was like, bitch.
I'm agreeing with you.
I don't need to calculate for that one.
I'm agreeing with you.
So you got $600,000 today. Not having to do anything.
What am I going to eat?
Not having to do anything to do with your businesses. What are you doing with that $600,000?
It's just ain't enough money.
that's what I'm saying. Like, what are you? You can't say it's not life changing. It's gonna alter your life. But what are you?
You can blow $600K in like 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Real talk. I'll get a Ferrari.
There it is. That's why he can't give GP money. Come on.
I get a Ferrari. Go give me some Louis slippers.
Okay.
Give me a Louis shirt, Louis hat.
Mm-hmm.
Go get me like 5 Rolexes to have all in one arm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See what else.
Yeah. You see? Oh, I'm going to, no, you're not.
man, see what else. What else do I, like, bro, this is good. Like, real talk. If I got $600,000, I think I would take a couple of months off and just travel the world and spend.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I would just travel the world. I would literally, like, because we're taking Jose to France. Next year, I'm trying to talk him in because Jose picks where we go, right? Like, I need to get him to want to go, I like really want to go to Spain or Japan. So I'm like, he's, you know, YouTube all over Japanese videos.
Yeah. What's this fucking little eggy thing you watch?
Yamatama? Gumitama. Gumitama.
Yeah. That's some tires that run flats.
Yeah. And then, you know, one of our baristas got back from Spain and said it was absolutely amazing. She was so crunk. She's like, €3, get a 6-pack of beer, get a bag of chips. I'll just have a great time. And I'm like, nah, I want champagne and caviar. Like, if I want chips and beer, I'll go 7-Eleven right here.
If I'm going across the pond, I'm going
to. But I did talk to Kristen last night because, like, supposedly somebody told me that we can take the train from France to London. So we may do that. And then we're going to try to take them to Disney Paris.
There's a Disney in Paris?
Yeah, yeah, outside of Paris.
No shit.
And then, but we haven't even booked our. If anybody has any, like, insights to France or to Paris, hit us up. I really want to try to get it, like, go out to Champagne to get drink some champagne.
You let Jose get fucked up?
Shit, probably.
I mean, he can have like a little juice box.
Well, you know, it's really, you know, I guess your kids are who you are, right? So he had they said, what do you like to drink? I don't know if you saw this on Kristen posted on Instagram last night.
I think Catherine showed me. He said, I was laughing.
I drink Essentia water with a straw.
And he wrote that?
He wrote that. They told him how to spell it.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, that's impressive.
And bro, he like literally all he drinks is Essentia water too.
I mean, that's all you fucking drink. So I mean, what the motherfucker?
Bro, I've been drinking Essentia water since December 19th.
I got no choice. Like, since that
December 2019.
Juice boxes. So. Yeah.
And I do love that. Like, there's ongoing joke like within our friends and family. It's like, oh, that's Joe's cancer water.
Yeah.
Everybody calls it cancer water.
And I did for the longest time, and Catherine would get so upset. I'm like, that's what he fucking calls it. Like.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's she showed me that was hilarious.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things. Like, it's an emotional roller coaster, so you have to be able to say cancer. And you know, I think what I'm proud of is like when I do tell my stories, I have people laughing about cancer because it sucks, right? And you know, something that's always stuck in my head that you know that Kristen told me, and you know, we've always lived this life is like people don't want to be around sad people; they want to be around happy people.
Yeah,
and you know, we are happy.
Yeah.
And you know, we do have our moments, and we both know when we're having our moments, and we stay on top of each other.
Yeah.
And so out there, if your friends are having moments, stay on top of them. They may say fuck you, but they're probably really appreciative of it.
Yeah. Just send a text. I mean, even if they don't fucking respond, just tell them, just bitch, are you okay? Like it's
literally, are you okay?
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know. And you know what's sincere or not. But yeah, you know, it's like a, you know, it's a good thing to have a, you know, and also like we have a real tight. People freak out that we've, like, our friends have been 20-plus years. They're like, how the hell have y'all been friends that long?
Yeah. And I think at this point, like, we ain't going nowhere. I mean.
No.
I think our core group of friends that we still talk to, I mean, they're literally our brothers.
100%. Like, and you know, I think.
More brothers and sisters.
Oh, it was, we saw Billy Bob, right? And, like, we were just having a great time. And we walked away. And you said, you know what I love is we can see somebody for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 6 months. And then we just jump right in. Like, we'd never skipped a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's. Just to know that.
But I don't think Cole has any friends.
Cole, we're your friend.
Thanks, man. That means a lot to me.
Hey, Cole. No, yeah, you're hey, Cole,
tier,
you want to...
You're a tier two, but still.
Yeah. Tell us about this Joe and CJ tier system of friends.
Well, I was proud to be in tier three. And
what's tier? Well, let's go through tier one, two, or three.
What did Sean tell you?
Well, John said... Sean said he was...
No, no fucking name.
Happy to be in tier two, and I said, "No one said you're in tier two."
I want to know what this tier system is. Like,
what did you tell? He was like, "You said you're a tier four." He's like, "Hanging out with you doesn't bring me no cloud."
So, what's tier three?
I don't think we have any tiers.
It's not defined. It's just a funny joke.
Yeah,
made me feel good.
Hey, Colt, do me a favor. Do some EP shit for me. Look up FDA approves lab grown meat.
This is so, bro, DV wrote an article about this.
The good meat one? The chicken?
Oh, there's chicken now?
Bro, it fucking looks like chicken.
No, it's
called good meat.
It's literally called good meat?
It's called good meat. I've never been called that.
Grown meat or good meat?
Lab grown.
There it is, good meat.
Good meat.
FDA clears.
See, it is fucking chicken.
Bro, I'm not going to eat a grown chicken. Well, we're already eating lab chickens. Like, how do they have so many wings? How do they have more wings than
breasts?
I never
understood that, and that was a rabbit hole I didn't want to go down.
Like, bro, think about it. You only get two wings and two legs. Like, how do you get so many? So do they just, like, throw the bodies away?
Cat Williams talked about this. He's
like, do they throw the bodies?
Yeah, where's the rest of the fucking chicken coming from? Yeah, like, that doesn't even sound like, how?
It says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared lab-grown meat for human consumption. The agency evaluated chicken made from cultured animal cells from California-based Upside Foods and has, quote-unquote, no further questions.
Hey, Travis Heim, I don't know if you listen to this, but I think this is how we make money. We just need to start selling fake barbecue. Like, how do we just start selling fake meat?
About the safety of lab-grown, like, bro, that's it. Like,
let's just sell.
We're not gonna talk about it.
Let's just sell fake meat.
Like, they're just saying, shut up and fucking eat it.
Let's
like,
just sell fake meat.
Is nobody concerned? Like, nobody's.
I'm not gonna eat it, but that's why, like, Beyond Meat, like, stocks and everybody's dropping because, like, I think people realize, like,
hey, speaking of stocks, you see Blockbuster open up their
website.
Their website,
but that's all I know. They're just like a mystery. They don't like actually go to Blockbuster.com. Let's see what it says.
They got to be getting in the fucking streaming game, right?
Well, their name is like I don't know. Let's see. Blockbuster.com. Let's see what comes up.
Like, if I was Blockbuster, I would try to hoe out Netflix for trying to, like, take everybody to see.
Whoa. Okay. Blockbuster, we are working on rewinding your movie. So.
I'm intrigued.
Me too, because, bro, was it Lance Treese worked there, and he, you know,
Lance used to work at Blockbuster.
Yeah, bro. Like, you remember, like, if you worked at Blockbuster, it was like the coolest fucking job.
Yeah, the plug. Yeah. We had a Hollywood Video up here.
Yeah, bro. The thing about it is, like, they got the brand right. Did you ever watch that documentary, The Last Blockbuster, on Netflix? It's so dope.
Yeah. Isn't it an Airbnb?
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But I'll back it up. Hey, you know, they were based in Dallas. So, Blockbuster, if you're listening, we would love to work with you.
What the fuck do we need for Blockbuster?
Make movies?
Make just me and you? I think they got rid of the Vine, bro. We ain't going to last very long.
Oh, my God. Hey, Corey asked when we coming, and he said coming.
You spell it with a U?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do I need to tell him you're not coming? CJ is coming.
With an O or with a U? Washington, right?
The last one? Yeah.
No. Where's Corey live?
No, dude. Corey from...
Corey. Yes. I thought you meant Corey. My Martini Corey.
No. Me church.
Oh, did he really ask for me?
Yeah, no, bro, he's like literally.
All right, I'm coming.
Corey Robinson.
He said he's coming now.
Let me send him. I'm gonna send him a picture. I'm saying doing podcast shit. Hey, Cole, how long have we been going for? We really had nothing to talk about. I feel like we had some good conversation.
41 minutes.
Let's what we got? We got anything to wrap up? Because
I'm starting to cramp up.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I literally thought we were gonna fucking like have nothing, and this was meaningful.
No, it was 100%.
Have we talked about anything about barbecue? Like
it was a couple.
No, like actual like barbecue. Oh, the lean. Let's talk about lean.
Okay, you're gonna have to take this one because I don't.
Yeah. So say, hey Joe, what do you want to talk about lean about?
Hey Joe, what do you want to talk about lean?
So you know, Fabian, I'm calling his ass out. Like, you know, he graduated. He got to pull briskets last week, and he was terrified to take the lean. Like, he was terrified to kick the lean. Like, I say 90% of the conversations I have with people, they say their lean is dry or hard or, you know, they overcooked it. I'm like, nah, like, you undercooked it. I'm like, did you temp the lean and the fatty? He's like, no, just the fatty. The fatty said it was 203. I said, that fatty could probably be 210, and your lean could be 192. And they're like, for real? It's like, yeah. I said, take that shit. You got to take it further. So yesterday, I clowned on him, and I said, bro, don't be scared. And today, they sent pictures, and I was like a proud person. Like, it was some sexy-ass lean. It was real juicy, and it looked tender, and people were happy.
I haven't had brisket in a while.
Can I be honest with you? Like, the last time I had somebody else's brisket, it was Truth. It was some caviar. It was absolutely amazing. And their whole hog, I couldn't stop eating. And all the sides are amazing. And their coconut cream cake is the best thing ever.
What was this? Truth. Truth.
And all the sides at Fiji's were absolutely amazing. Yeah, we got some sausage there. But I had a slice of brisket taco last week, and like I was like, fuck, this is good. Like, but it has to be lean. They want to give me fatty. I'm like, guys, I don't need fatty. Like, I'll see if your brisket is good, give me that lean, right? But there's nothing good that, you know. just think about Rick real quick. I don't give a shit what anybody says, but like, if you're out there and you're eating fatty or eating beef ribs and you don't get the squirts, you're lying. And I tell you this because 2 years ago, Rick and my sister and my niece, I know she's going to kill me. I'm not even going to say her name. She was 7, 6. And, you know, the way we show we love you is we make the biggest platter in the world, right? And, you know, for my fam, like, it's Saturday. We're going to wild out, right? Yeah. Got them some big-ass beef ribs. So, so I think you're with me.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, service, and then we go out back, and like we drop the food off, and then we leave, and we come back, and we're like, where'd the beef rib go? They literally let my niece, who is 7 years old, eat the whole beef rib. And me and CJ looked and said, no, y'all didn't. I'm like, yeah. We're like, she's going to shit herself. So later that day, they go to the zoo, and I get a text. Yeah, she just shit herself. And Rick was so, like, he was laughing his ass off. So if you, like, you motherfuckers are lying if you're eating fatty and beef ribs and you don't shit yourself.
I remember.
And I love, like, when girls, like, eat it, and then, like, later on, they're like, oh, my stomach hurts.
Remember Catherine did that? It was like, she was doing keto a couple years back.
Oh, my God, yes.
She was like, she had, like, a fucking pound of, like, just fatty brisket.
Fatty. Because it's good.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It's amazing. I was like, hey, you don't want to do that. And she's like, shut up. Da-da-da-da-da. So she ate it, and then we left, and then we're, like, going somewhere, and then she's, like, spasmed, like, legs got fucking tight, and she's like, go to the gas station. Go to the gas station. I'm like, for what? And she's like, just fuck, go to the gas station.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Bro, that's the way to end it. So, if you lying, if you never shit yourself and ate a whole bunch of fatty or beef ribs.
Yeah, if either that, you need to get your guts checked out, because that's not normal for you just to fucking just take that shit like a champ. So,
like, that's a lot of fatty.
It's not good for the stomach, but it is amazing. I think that's all we got. This is CJ.
It's Joe.
Y'all be good.
Peace.
Bye.
That's a good one. BBQDistro.com.